And here we are, where you can get some free therapy. We call it What's Bugging You? A chance for you to air it out, get it off your chest, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, David. What's bugging you?
Yes, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I was calling about a cause and a beef or, but how people can get involved with conservation and stuff. There's corridors and such people can be involved with. Association actually is going to be formed or is formed. And it's all in the name of conserving wildlife, like bears and otters and animals that cross the road. Anyway, people need to be involved with that best as possible. Thank you.
All right, so it's bugging him that not enough people, I guess, are involved in those kinds of things?
I guess so. So the key here is don't run over the animals, please.
Well, I think you should avoid them when possible. If it's going to result in a head-on collision with an 18-wheeler, I would say you might have to do an animal sacrifice on the spot. Not happy about it.
Not at all.
Yeah, that animal is not going to feed my family and take care of other business.
You don't want a beaver in your grill.
I'll have to think about that just a little bit. Good morning, Denny. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, man. Well, the election coming around and everything, regular elections or midterm, and the first thing you hear about is not enough money for Social Security, not enough money for Medicare. And then you get to looking back at all this money that went to fraud in a few places, which is probably every state in the country, the billions and billions of dollars, unreal. And the federal government's like, oh, we don't have the money for this and that. But yet, they can give our money away to anybody. And, of course, they get a percentage back, but they don't want to tell you about that part either. We were warned that government's like a fire, and if you don't keep it under control, it's going to get out of hand. And we might be coming to a time where we need to put a fire out.
Well, and same time we have socialists that call for a much, much greater expanse and control via government.
Yeah.
And that they think that's the solution. It's like government's really not efficient or effective in most of the things they do now. You want to expand that, say, and take care of all your health needs?
But Bob, they're going to take the money from the rich people. It's not going to cost us anything.
Hardly anything. Good morning, Wayne. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. There's a lot of things bugging me, but I don't know if I had enough time to be able to lay it out on the table. From the point of people moving down to Florida because they screwed up their own states by their voting record and the raising the taxes and everything, moving here, kind of like socialism, taking the easy road. Because they screwed up their own state. Why don't they stay there and fix it? The other thing is people are they're talking about this bear hunt that's coming up. You know what? If you don't want to have to kill the bears, because there's so many of them, stop tearing down their damn homes. Don't move to Florida and cut down the woods and build more houses and roads. It's that simple. They were born in the woods. It's their home, guys.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's true. They were there first.
Yeah. We have to learn to live together. We have to coexist.
But you might not want to swim the sharks.
Or alligators. 877-975-9825. Last chance to get in and get it off your chest. You're going to feel better, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is I had to drive from my Itchituckney neighborhood to Alachua yesterday on U.S. Highway 27 East, and 60-mile-an-hour speed limit, there was this dude in an F-150 going 44 miles an hour, and, like, dozens of people piled up behind him, and I was trapped by oncoming traffic and double yellow lines. I was tempted to use American Sign Language when I finally was able to pass, but I maintained my composure, and then all 12 of us passed behind him.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'll
drive you crazy.
So aggravating.
It is.
Yeah.
That happens between like Gainesville and Melrose a bit, if you're in some of those places.
No, you don't say.
No, I just did.
You don't say, Greg.
I know you knew all about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I do that every single day. Oh, there was a guy that was passing like crazy yesterday on the way home.
Yeah.
I mean, dangerous stuff, double yellow, coming up to a turn. Honest to God, I was saying a little prayer. I'm like, I don't want to see pieces of metal flying.
Yeah.
And as far as I could tell, he got as far as, and we're talking over a span of like 15 miles. Mm-hmm. He got like, he probably got a quarter of a mile ahead of me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I know it's traffic in between, but there's nowhere to go. And that's what was bugging me. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. We got a ton of stuff to get to. Hang in there. 97.3 The Sky.